So one thing that's clear from this Gemara is it seems that once upon a time, the tainus of Chodesh Tammuz, the Chodesh that's related to Vatibaka Ir, it wasn't on Shiva Asa Tammuz, but rather it was on Tes B'Tammuz. So we'll see more about this in Yetz Hashem in the raid, but for now, the Gemara is going to digress from its digression, and the next part of the Gemara needs a tiny bit of an introduction. So there's an idea that once upon a time, there was a Megillah that was known as Megillas Tainus. And Megillas Tainus is something that's mentioned in different Sugyas Hashas. And in short, what Megillas Tainus was, it was a sefer that had in it a list of days where very, very good things had happened to the Yidden. And because of these very good things that happened, the Chachamim were goyzer that these are days that have to remain Yemei Simcha. So they're not Mamish Yomim Toivim with the Ganze Ganzkeit, but at the same time, like the opening remarks of Megillas Tainus, Ilon Yoimaya, these are days, the Loyle Sanah Behoin, you're not allowed to fast on them. Umiktsasin, and some of them, the Loyle Mispad Behoin, you're not allowed to make Hespedim. And as we'll see in the Gemara, not just that, even the day before and the day after were considered Yemei Simcha on some level. So there was a whole list of days chronicled in this book known as Megillas Tainus that mentioned different happy days, days that really good things had happened to the Jews. And as a result, these days were known as Yemei Simcha. Two interesting things as it relates to Megillas Tainus. Number one, Rashi Masechtas Erevin, Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis says, why was Megillas Tainus called Megillas Tainus? Megillah? Why was it called a Megillah? Yeah, Megillas Esther. Yeah, Megillas Eicha. Why was it called Megillas Esther? So Megillas Tainus. So Rashi says, L'hochi naka Megillas Tainus. The reason it was called Megillas Tainus, Shnoi hoysa dvar halacha ksuva b'yameyen, afilu ois achas, chutz mi Megillas Tainus. L'hochi kari la Megillah. And that's why it was called Megillah. But the point is that at the Megillas Tainus was an incredible anomaly, because it was written at a time where you weren't allowed to write Torah Shabbat Peh. And really the only thing the Yidden had that was written was the Torah. They had Sifrei Tanakh. But for whatever reason, there was an exception, and you were allowed to write this Megillas Tainus. And that's why it was called Megillah, because it was written like Megillas were written. But the point is not so much that it had a din Megillah. The point is that it was written, and it was written at a time when you weren't allowed to write Torah Shabbat Peh. So this is a fascinating idea, that during the time that it was also to write Torah Shabbat Peh, before Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, there were still certain scrolls that were written. Specifically, you had the scroll of the Megillas Tainus. Who wrote the Megillas Tainus? So the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Mi Kasa Megillas Tainus? Who wrote Megillas Tainus? Amru, it is said that Chananya ben Chizkiah v'siyatoi hoi mechavah ben Asatzaris. It was written by Chananya ben Chizkiah. So Chananya ben Chizkiah ben Gorin, he's of the Yudches Dvarim fame. This Gemara brings with it some intense Gemaras related to Tumah v'Tahira, some real classic Gemaras in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos. But from what we need is the rest of the story of who Chananya ben Chizkiah was and the rest of the story, Megillas Tainus. So who wrote the Megillas Tainus? It was Chananya ben Chizkiah v'Siyata, him and his Chavraya Kedisha. And the Gemara's Lashon is, Shehoyu mechavah v'nasa tzoros. The reason they did it was because they loved the tzoros so much. What does that mean? So you need Rashi here. They had a chavivus for tzoros that the Yidden was saved from. The nes was so chavu by them. This was a generation of people, but it was really Chananya ben Chizkiah and his chevra, that they had tremendous chavivus for a nes. They had a tremendous appreciation for a nes. And because they appreciated every miracle, and even some small miracles, they felt that these were days that we should be lehoidus or lehalal, and that's where these Yamim Toivim came from. So who wrote Megillas Tainus? It was Chananya ben Chizkiah. So if you recall, it was a long time ago, but from the sugya of Yudches Dvarim, Chananya ben Chizkiah was a contemporary of Shammai and Hillel. He lived about 100 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash. So I saw that Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he wrote a Pirush on Megillas Tainus. In his Akdama to his Pirush on Megillas Tainus, so he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Chananya ben Chizkiah ben Gorin, he's the one that wrote the Megillas Tainus. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden that it's Pashit, that he's not the only one that wrote it. Because if you go through Megillas Tainus, and we'll see a little bit of it in today's Daf, he quotes Rosh Hashanah Daf Yotes, it's clear that there are Tanam that are mentioned in Megillas Tainus that lived much later. They lived after the Churban, way after Chananya ben Chizkiah ben Gorin. The Gemara says he wrote it. So he says, you have to say, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Chananya ben Chizkiah v'siyatoi. What does that mean? With his chevra. So Pashti, you learn his chevra, they were his contemporaries. But Vaistois Visiatoi means Rabbonim that lived in future generations. But the point is, Megillas Tainis was a book, but it evolved over time. So it was written initially, but it was launched, it was started. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that he's the one that gets credit for it because he was the Peseach. He was the first one to come up with this idea that let's go so far as even write these wonderful things that happened. So like this, we'll be able to treat these days as Yimei Simcha. But he clearly didn't finish it because chronologically, historically, it wouldn't work out with some of the names of Tanon that are mentioned in the Megillas Tainis. It must be he was the Peseach, and therefore he's the one that gets the credit. Just one other interesting idea. There's another classic pirish on the Megillas Tainis that's called Eish el Avram. The Mechaber of Eish el Avram was a Yid whose name was Rabbi Avram Elio Bornstein. No relation. He was one of the big Gedolim and the Rabbonim that lived in Yerushalayim, late 19th century, early 20th century. And he wrote a pirish, it's called Eish el Avram. This is the classic pirish on the Megillas Tainis. I was going through his Akdama a little bit. In the Akdama, he says a Dover Nifla. He says that we know that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi never incorporated a Masechta in Shishi Sidrei Mishnah called Masechtas Chanukah. Masechtas Chanukah doesn't have a Masechta. And there's a lot of raid, why not? We've spoken about this in the past. But there's no Masechta on Chanukah. We're the sugis in Chanukah that tucked away in the second parak of Masechtas Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanon, my Chanukah! V'chulu, v'chulu. But the point is there's no Masechta called Masechtas Tainah, Masechtas Chanukah. The question is, why not? So he says, that Lulei de Mistafino, he thinks that maybe the reason Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi never wrote Masechtas Chanukah is because Megillas Tainis is Masechtas Chanukah. He says, if you go through Megillas Tainis, first of all, you have the whole Chanukah story mentioned in Megillas Tainis, but not just that, so many of the Yeshuas and so many of the Nisim and Aflois that are mentioned and quoted in Megillas Tainis, they came about as a result of the fact that the Chashmonaim were able to defeat the Misyavnin. A lot of it was related to the Prushim being able to defeat the Tzedukim and the Baisusim. So much of it is Chanukah related. And he said he thinks that Yehuda HaNasi felt already was a Masechtas Chanukah. It was called Megillas Tainis, and there was no reason for him to have to go write a Masechtas Chanukah. And he says, and I believe it's for that reason, even though this is called Masechtas Megillas Tainis, but without question, you can give it another name, and that's called Masechtas Chanukah.